Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, welcome back, baby.
Thank you.
Back in the saddle, back in action, back in your apartment, back in the city, back in my life, back together.
Back in the habit. It always comes back. I spent a lot of time in Portland talking about the sensuality of Bridget's voice.
I really can't believe this is such a topic of conversation.
It isn't just like it is often, like not just in this trip, but like anytime anyone talks to me at the podcast, like when our friend Garrett was visiting from LA.
Oh yeah, Garrett does like to talk about my voice.
Yeah.
Sup, Garrett?
I mean, like, he doesn't listen.
No. I'm just, you know, out into the world.
I do want to give a big shout out to our friend Rob, who does listen to the podcast and is the best. So hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
From Bridget's voice.
Hey, Rob. What up? My voice says hi.
What up, fam?
Literally and figuratively. What up, fam?
It's lit.
Everybody. What here up, we fam? Are.
Here we are. Yeah.
Time for some section of shitty.
Yes. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi,
everybody.
And welcome to Splat, the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about
sex in the city. 10 years younger
and 20 years later.
Just like that. Easing back in on down the road.
Easing back in down the road. Ease on down. Did you see that? Have you seen that thing about the Wizard of Oz that's like, wait, I have to pull it up because it's so funny. I was like, oh, this is why this is my favorite movie. The Wizard of Oz. Transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again. That was in an actual newspaper, like
that's
TV
incredible.
Guide. I was like, oh, I've never resonated more.
That's a gorgeous way to look at that story.
Whoa.
Classic retelling.
What's happening?
What is happening?
What is it?
That is so disorienting. I just instantaneously felt like I was on drugs.
We are on drugs. Wait, I
the world is drugs.
This
man.
Is my nightmare.
Yeah, I don't. How do you make it stop? Is my question.
You can't.
What?
Oh, I got bigger.
Oh no, that's awful.
Oh, I hate it.
All right, Kevin, knock it off.
Kevin, I got a text from
Kevin with a Y.
Kevin with a Y. I just had a very nice trip.
To go see Kevin with a Y.
To see Portland.
Good.
His name is not Kevin with a Y. But
it's not, but it is now.
For all intents and purposes, his name is Kevin with a Y. Yes.
That's right.
It was very, very good trip.
What did you think of my gorgeous hometown?
It's fucking amazing. I really loved it. The food is amazing.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of you describing things to me was getting to hear about food.
Yes. Your hometown's amazing. Powell's is amazing. It's a big bookstore, and I spent hours
coolest.
In there just like walking around by myself. I went on many hikes.
Yes.
And it feels like a weird fever dream.
Yeah. Did you?
I spent like so much time being like, am I here? That when I got here, I was like, did I go?
Yep. Oh, I know that feeling. Was that real?
Who am I? What is time?
Not real is what time is. Did you, on these hikes, did you see any waterfalls?
Okay. Yes. So we went on this one hike and then it turns out that the section with the waterfall was closed.
Oh, dang.
So we were like, we're going to go on another hike because I really wanted to see a waterfall.
You were literally chasing waterfalls.
We were literally chasing waterfalls. So we go, and I think it's like La Tourelle Falls is how you say
cool.
it. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, maybe Lauderdale?
That sounds better.
I don't know, though. I'm not sure I know.
And so this is a two-part story.
There's a really good chance in Oregon that it's anything it's named after is like a literal Native American word.
So here's the fun thing about that. We were in Forest Park.
Yes.
And we were right walking by my house. Around. That's right by your house.
Yeah.
And
it's like the largest inner city forest, like west of the Mississippi or something. And I just grew up on the edge of it. That's why we had like bears in our neighborhood sometimes.
Cool.
Yeah.
We saw a statue and we were like, oh, what's that statue? And it was Coming of the White Man.
Yes.
Which both was
welcome
like,
to Oregon.
Which both was like, ooh. And also like, I was like, Samantha me was like, just a normal Saturday night. Coming of the White Man.
It's pretty good.
There was a poster. So we were on this hike and we got to the waterfall and we had been like taking some photos and I was like, we should take like a real photo because like you won't be able to like, we should ask someone. He was like, fine. And like you should know about Kevin is that Kevin is not into PDA. Fine.
Of course.
PDX.
Understandable.
Is the only PD that's there's only
prevalent
one
in his life.
Mine
that's
is PDT, you know,
that's
the
right.
speakeasy uh-huh. in the village.
Yep.
I was thinking of other ones.
Mine is P90X, actually. No D for me. Just ripped abs, baby. 24/7.
Oh my god. Mine's PF Changs.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I fucking love PF Changs.
I love
those lettuce wraps.
Oh, yes. I love an Asian lettuce wrap.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Okay, so we were like, okay, we saw this, like, younger-looking woman who had a nice camera. We were like, she's the one. We were like, excuse mm-hmm. me, will you take a photo of mm-hmm. us?
Good scoping.
She was like, yeah, of course. She takes it. It's very nice. And she's like, I might have you take a photo of me. And we were like, okay, yeah, of course. I was like, of course.
Right,
so
right.
We take the photo of her and her phone, and she's like, I will actually,
excuse
like,
excuse me,
could I take one on my nice camera? Mm. And we were like, oh my god, of course. So we like go, and she's like, okay, you guys stand there. And we were like, oh,
one of us.
Oh, okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
That'll be nice to
uh-huh.
have.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay. And she's like, I'm a photographer. Like, I'm not with anybody, so I'm like, it'll be in black and white. And we were like, great. Cool.
Yeah.
So we like go stand next to each other and she's like, okay, now kiss. And we were like,
it's like a one person kiss cam.
If you had like seen both of our faces go from like smiling to like small jaw drop, we were like, and we like looked at each other. You would think we had never kissed.
Right.
Ever. And we were like,
a completely alien concept.
We were just like, it was like I'd never seen lips before. And then she asked me to like point my toe.
Oh.
Like in like a small like Princess Diaries foot pop
sure,
moment.
Yep.
And so we were like, here we go. And we like kissed. And then she was like,
oh my god.
She was like, put your arms around her. And so he did. And we're like kissing under this fucking waterfall. And like while we're kissing, kind of like what Ari and I did when we were making out in the movie.
Yes.
We're like, hate this is the worst.
Charming.
It's just like, what a dream.
Yeah.
And so she was like, and the worst part about the whole thing was then she was like, okay, great, thanks so much, and walks away.
Starts oh, no.
And we were like,
did we just do that?
We were like,
for her to
did
just
she?
Have photos of us.
I was like, she didn't ask us if we wanted it. I
that's so
feel
strange.
So odd. We were just like, she didn't even ask to show it to us.
That woman just now has photos
there is
of
someone,
you guys kissing
there is someone
and mouthing
in
into each other's mouths. How much you hate doing it.
There's someone in the world who has a photo of me and Kevin with a Y kissing that I don't have.
Wow.
What part of me thinks that she was like, these weirdos.
And just left.
And it was like, this isn't cute. Never mind.
That's so funny.
But also because and I'm calling him out for this because I didn't, because I was being polite, but as we were like talking to her, she was like, thanks so much, and like was asking about Portland. Like, she didn't just like walk away, but right. She certainly didn't offer to
send you the photos in any way.
Anyway, not even like hinted at it. And he was like, well, I guess it's weird you asked us to do that because we're brother and sister, which was my joke.
It was.
That he stole. And then the best part about
this. Just means it was a really good joke, Brooke.
I'm hilarious.
You are.
The best part about this whole thing was that then we were driving. It was so funny. We were both just like, what?
What a bizarre interlude. What
happened?
You got your waterfall, though. I'm so thrilled for you.
It was really, really fucking beautiful.
A waterfall.
So we get in the car and we're driving back, and there's this like big truck, and he let it pass in, and it so it was like dirt coming at us.
Ugh.
Like, ew, weird. And he's like, I don't think that's dirt.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
I was like, oh, there's an. We were like, there's animals in that truck.
Oh, gross.
And so for 2 miles, poop was just being sprayed onto the car.
Oh my gosh! At least it wasn't onto you guys. Glad you had the windows like, up.
Poop spray. That's gross. It was so funny. So that's all you need to know about my trip to Portland.
You got your car got covered in poop.
I got covered in poop.
Good food.
I got photographically abused.
Yep.
And
you were not paid for your modeling services.
And I was not paid for my modeling services. She should know that I'm a member of Equity.
Come on.
And I already told you that we talked copious amounts about the sensuality of your voice.
Yeah, listen.
If you guys have any notes for me, like,
you're funny though, dude. I'm telling you. Look at you.
Should I start talking like this?
I think that sounds so good.
This sexy too.
I'm like my nipples are hard.
That's a good segue.
It's a great segue.
How was your weekend, Bridget?
I had a very nice weekend. It was I went to a dance show on Saturday night with our friend Sam, because our friend Sam, friend of the pod, works at a dance theater. Mm-hmm. And so Laura and I went and saw a really cool dance show and got gelato. And then on Sunday I went to Smorgasburg in the park. Mm. And I had a really fun afternoon and went to this pizza place out by Coney Island.
I love pizza.
Oh, it was so good. L&B Spumoni's.
Did you like Harry Potter?
Oh my God. I cannot believe that was only a week ago. I mean, there aren't like strong enough words really. It's just literally magic on stage. I'm bound and determined to hashtag keep the secret. So there's not much more to be said except that it was unbelievable. Brooke had to like make me sit down at one point. We were in a box, so no one was behind me, but I was just like, couldn't even contain it all in my body. The illusions are amazing.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
So good. Do not highly recommend getting blackout drunk afterwards and then getting lost in deep Brooklyn at 3 a.m. and your phone being dead and then crouching in crouching in a sketchy bodega and charging your phone to call a Lyft and crying. It was such a weird fucking night.
Whoa.
Yeah, it really went downhill from there.
So this episode of Sex in the City is called Baby Talk is Cheap.
Also, baby talk is cheap.
Oh my God.
It's a clever play.
It's a classic, my dearest Angelica. A comma and comment that is still above me. I don't understand it. I'm like, which is more formal, my dearest comma Angelica or my dearest Angelica comma? I don't know.
I don't know which is more formal. I think my dearest Angelica is more formal because that could just be, it's like the whole name in and of itself. You're just, it's like my darling, you know, whatever. Whereas if you're saying my dearest comma Angelica, you're being like, you are my literal actual dearest. I think that would be more intimate.
It's very stressful to me.
Also, this episode is stressful in a lot of ways. It's a really good one though, and it's really fun. I think it's going to be fun to talk about because like technology becomes a central theme of this episode.
Yes,
in a lot of ways.
It's great for ploppability.
It's great. It's very funny.
Oh, really quick. I have a correction from last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I did say that my phone background was us holding a baby Shrek, but in fact, it is us holding one of Shrek's children.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I could have clarified that for you.
It is a baby ogre.
Yes, a baby ogre.
Not a baby Shrek.
Yes, because I Googled photos of his children because that's how I knew I could get a baby Shrek.
Thank you for the feedback. And I'm sorry.
Man, people, thank you for keeping us honest. Thank you for keeping Shrek's legacy true.
Did you see Alex's Instagram story yesterday about... are we listening to Shrek the Musical? What are we listening to? And the poll was Shrek the Musical or Shrek the Musical, duh. I wonder if it's still up.
That's excellent.
I have a cookie in the... Yes!
You have what?
I have a cookie in the fridge. Celie brought me a Momofuku piece of crack pie and a corn cookie.
Oh my God, crack pie?
We can eat it as dessert because I've never had it.
I will not take too much of it, but I would love a bite. That shit is good.
Rock the cash.
Have you seen the new Chef's Table?
The pastry one? Yes, that's why we watched it.
Ugh. So.
I found this today.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's very much what we do with each other. Brooke just showed me a meme that says, I'll get over it. I just got to be dramatic first. I feel like we're very good at being dramatic to each other so that it doesn't escape out into the world. And then we can deal with it. Oh, friends are good. These Sex and the City gals know a thing or two about friendship.
They sure do.
Thank you, Samantha. Sex and the City. Baby talk is cheap.
Baby talk is cheap.
That's right. We're going for double entendres because Carrie loves a double entendre.
My God.
What is happening?
I have to stop answering my phone.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's not even a particular face he's making. It's just him there.
Okay. So Carrie is sitting. She looks a little strung out.
Yeah, Carrie's not having a great time. She's sitting in the chair Aiden made for her, biting her phone antenna and picking it up and putting it down. And she's talking about feeling shipwrecked. And even the most resourceful survivor will feel the need to put a message in a bottle or on an answering machine. So basically, she's been doing this thing where she just calls Aiden and then hangs up and doesn't say anything. And she also doesn't know what she would say if she did catch him.
Yeah. And then in a problematic turn of events, Charlotte and Carrie are at a African dance class, which
naturally going to fun. I've taken African dance classes. They're awesome. And it's fucking athletic as hell. And it looks really cool. I can never do it properly. But what is problematic is that Carrie and Charlotte are the worst participants you could possibly be in this class. Carrie in particular.
Trying.
Charlotte is trying. Carrie is just in her face and doing nothing and kind of very skeptical about what's happening around her.
And Carrie is doing that thing where she's well, I'm in an African dance class. I'm going to wear a headscarf. And
which doesn't even really make sense.
You don't have to do that, Carrie. Yeah.
And then she just kind of bops around like a little Irish dancer instead, which, makes sense.
Yeah. And so she's sort of I miss Aiden.
The funny thing is Sarah Jessica Parker is probably great at and probably has trained in African dance.
I literally thought about that too.
Ugh.
So now we're at martinis.
She tells Charlotte that she's been calling Aiden and she's don't tell the others. And then Charlotte that night is tell the others what you told me.
She's I miss Aiden. And Miranda's you did a bad thing.
Yeah. And Samantha too was he's very granola. He's not really your type. And Charlotte's no, but he stripped her floors. He's such a good guy.
And his tummy. And she's no, the tummy is gone.
He looks disturbingly good last week when I saw him.
New improved Aiden, which honestly,
is true. They're recognizing the truth. Yep. And Miranda says a good thing, which is, did you miss him before you saw him? And Carrie says, I've missed him for months. And they kind of take it a little more seriously after that. And Miranda's okay, so you need a way to do this in case he rejects you. Mm-hmm. And I think you should email him.
She's what's an email?
Literally, she has never signed up for email before. She's I'm an old-fashioned girl. I like to call people and hang up. But how fast the culture has changed in less than two decades that mm-hmm. that email was a brand new concept.
A very famous quote where she's well, emails, you can also go online shopping. And in very famous mm-hmm. Carrie, she goes, no, shopping is my cardio.
Mm-hmm. A very classic.
Okay.
So a bizarre and hilarious plot line, which is just taking Samantha things to the nth degree.
She has fake and rubber nipples that she's putting on top of her nipples so it looks like her nipples are hard.
Well, so she pulls a little pouch out of her bag.
Is that a sexy thing? I have so many questions about
it. Well, I agree. I don't really think it is, but what she says is, she's have you opened a magazine recently, like it's not that cold all the time. So unless all those ladies are, you know, doing something, they're all wearing fake nipples. So like it's literally
friends.
A fashion thing.
Like
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or like Misha Barton and the OC. But so they put it on Miranda, and Miranda turns around. They really are quite something. I'm like, do you put them on the outside of the bra, or was Miranda not wearing a bra?
No, I think she put them in her bra. And these guys like really check her out. And I'm like, I can't believe this is sexy.
I know. It's so funny. She turns around and she's like, it worked. And Samantha's like, I want my nipples back.
Hillary.
Miranda is doing such a New York thing.
Training for the marathon, running in Central Park. And she, goat for her. If I were the Miranda.
Goat for her.
Goat for her. Goat for her. Goat for one.
Goat for one.
One goat.
Yep.
Thank you. If. That really got me.
Yeah, I was
it really
one.
Goat me.
It really goat you. Anyway, goat for Miranda.
Goat puns. Who knew? She like goes for.
There's like, a cute runner guy, and she's like, you must be in the wrong group. He's like, the 8-minute mile. She's like, yeah, all the, or the 10-minute mile. She's like, yeah, all the cute guys are in the 7-minute mile usually.
He's like, ugh, knee injury.
And then he's like, well, we should train during the week together. So, you know, something's going to happen there. Maybe some smooching.
Some smooching, maybe.
So, weirdly, Charlotte has
redecorated the apartment, and it looks
with
lovely.
No conversation about how that happened or any discussion with Bunny or anything.
Well, we just knew at the end of the last episode that
she was just
gonna do this.
Yeah, gonna do it. So she did it, and it is cute, and Trey is like effusive that he loves it. And then they go into the study and basically are like, is this a study or are we gonna have a baby?
Well, she was like, well, what do you want to do with this room? And he's like, well, it could be room for a B-A. You just said this.
Mm-hmm.
B-Y?
And then he says, I think we already have enough bathrooms. And
because he
at her.
Could have been spelling bathrooms. I think that feels more like Trey to me.
Yeah, definitely.
So he was like, oh, I meant balayage room.
Yes.
A bake
that's
room.
That's right, yes. Just a, yeah. I like
for
that.
Our Greek,
a bocce ball room.
A Greek
for our Greek
festival.
Orgies. Yes, 100%.
And so Samantha
is fucking a Harvard guy because she went out with the nipples and she bagged
like,
a Harvard man.
A weird, like,
Yeah, who does he look like? He
a
looks
little
like
bit
someone
like Bradley
famous.
Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper's face with,
but
or
with
features.
Stabler.
With,
Stabler
oh, yeah.
from Law and Order FBI.
Wow, a very distinctive mix. Well done. It's true. It's the distinctive head shape and hair that's going on. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so they start to moan.
They moan. They really just go for it. He has like a very aggressive conversation
where
you're like,
off.
Oh,
continuity, have fun.
Hey.
And she throws
and
the
she
nipples.
Flings the nipples onto the counter.
Wait, are nipples sexy? If you're a man and you're listening to this podcast and or a woman and you have a feelings about nipples, please, if you're attracted to nipples.
I think it would definitely, yeah. Oh no, I'm sure there are people out there who
not
are really
to
into
me.
That.
This is that email she's drafting to Aiden that just says, hi, I miss you. Do you miss me? Which,
yeah.
Like,
so she also it's funny because she's like, I'm not going to email. And then very quickly it just has.
The subject line is hey. And it just says I miss you.
She like types a few things as Brooke says and deletes them and ends up just sending I miss you. But she sends it. You know that moment where you're like, I'm going to send this text.
OK, should we pause and like talk about this? Because
sure.
I feel like this now is like texting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. What this is just a very like. 2001 version of exactly what we do now with the aid of technology. It's just brand new to Carrie in a way. It's not to us.
Yeah.
The like typing a text and deleting or sending screenshots to other people and being like, what about this? Or what do I say? Or can I?
Yeah. Emails are, I'm trying to think about like, well, cause it's like, well, the emails you don't have to respond to. There's like an urgency with a text.
Email's a little more formal and yeah, you're right. A little less urgent. I've used email as a medium in specific ways recently that like,
yeah, I was like pen
normally.
Pals with a boy when he was in another country.
Via email.
Yeah. Like how we kept in touch. But that was like years and years ago.
Yeah.
We were like, it was like it was right before we started dating.
It does feel like, it's just different to write someone an email, like a real email, than it is to write a text.
Yeah.
Totally. And Carrie doesn't have the option of text, which is interesting because I don't know if she probably, I mean, it probably would be.
Because it's so easy to send your ex a hey, miss you text.
Yeah. Oh, boy, is it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you have literally everything you could want here at your fingertips and constant reminders of past relationships and God, time hop is a nightmare. I don't want to delete it, but it's, oh my God, I hate it.
Yeah.
Although it's so fun. Like so much stuff popped up today though, that I was like, oh, I'm glad I have this.
Yeah.
Because once you had one of these options, they all kind of developed pretty quickly. Like texting, not quite yet, but I don't know. Now it's just like which medium.
Yeah. So Samantha's getting eaten out.
And it's great and she loves it. And then he comes up and baby talks.
Samantha, does your vagina want to want a visit from my Mr. Wister? And now the funny thing about this is that totally feels like something I would do as a joke.
As a joke, yeah. The thing is, he is clearly not doing it as a joke.
He's into baby talk.
It's like into it.
Cut to.
And Carrie's like indignant on her. Yeah, I don't know what is happening. And a bag that matches a tie that is just casually hanging around. Yeah, it's not good at all. And she's also complaining about baby talk. She's like, it just totally ruins it. Like, I don't want any of that. She's in agreement with Samantha. And then Charlotte goes over and is like, oh my God, look how adorable. And it's like a little baby and pinafore. Like,
a little small, huh?
And she's like, you guys, Trey and I are trying to have a baby. And they have their very honest first reactions, which is not like, this is a bad idea. But they are like, you did just get back together with him. Like, do you maybe want to wait? And she's like, I can't wait. I'm the oldest woman I know who doesn't have kids. And they're
Samantha's
both
like, no, I think that Charlotte's older than Carrie.
Interesting.
Because Carrie just turned like, what, 33, right?
Yeah.
And she's Char's 35.
Right.
So I think it's Carrie's the youngest. Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, Samantha.
Interesting, yes.
If you have thoughts,
that makes sense.
Let us know.
Yes, that makes sense. But, and then she kind of tries to walk it back. And she's like, I mean, the oldest of the married people who want kids that I know. But the other two are already kind of like, ooh. Interesting. And she promises that she won't be one of those moms who goes off the deep end and can't stop talking about a diaper genie. And they're like, oh, good. And when she walks away, Samantha's like, what's a diaper genie? It's like,
I have no idea. Someone who comes and changes diapers. Like, okay, no. So then Charlotte runs into this woman who is one of those like,
power
she has
moms.
It all. She's like, Barney will always be a store, not just a dinosaur.
She has three kids. And Charlotte's like, oh. Trey and I are trying. Also, can we have your whole family over to dinner next week?
And she's like, oh my God. And she goes, I can't believe I'm 34 with three kids. And Charlotte's like, I'm 35 with no kids.
Ah! And then she and Trey have really, really athletic sex.
Well, it's very weird. The way they're like holding hands and she's on top.
And like pushing off of him in a way that doesn't actually look like it would help at all.
No.
So
36
Carrie's
hours
wondering.
And still no response from Aiden. Ugh. It takes me back to the like gurgle of an America Online.
Oh, I know that AOL. Man, I remember.
So now all of a sudden Carrie's got it into her cutie patootie little head that she wants to get back together with Aiden.
And that she has to make it happen too, which is just like, dang.
And she was like, so
do actions really speak louder than words?
Is technology like basically like impeding our
yeah
like because she was
which
like,
is so funny because we have how many think pieces about this still to this day.
What she says is the Indians took 6 months to respond
or had to wait 6 months for to get a response.
And I was like, why must we come for the Indians?
Yeah. And also I mean, we used to shit in holes in the ground too, obviously. Things progress for a reason. No need to be quite so dramatic. But so she asks a question that baby boomers have continued to ask to this day, which is, do we have any real communication with all of this technology getting in the way anymore?
And I'm like, let me send your medication via carrier pigeon, bitch.
Like, I have friends who literally live in different parts of the world who I can keep up with. Pedro. Don't take my joy from me. My joy. My internet.
Don't take my joy.
Don't take my joy, Argentina. Oh, I know. Listen, you don't get to do that. You don't get to shake your head at that. You don't get to do that. I grant you a reference,
but that
and
was
you won't let me have it. Yeah, I know. I intentionally butchered it. I know. Mara used to sing the first line, "Don't cry for me, Argentina," would just instantly make me cry as a kid. I didn't know why, but she knew that it did it, so she would do it all the time. Yeah, who knows where that triggered in my head.
Like, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, or It Won't Be Easy.
No, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. She'd just start there, just belting it, and I would just cry.
The siblings of mine used mm-hmm. to chase me around the house going, Baruch atah Adonai, and I would cry.
That's amazing. Once at dinner, Mara turned, I was about maybe 5, Mara turned to me and said, you used to be so cute. What happened? And I fucking lost it.
We know I'm the cutest baby.
Yeah, you were. I was a pretty fucking cute toddler too. I really peaked as like a 3-year-old, blonde curls and all.
Yeah. You were very, very cute.
Oh my
Alex,
God.
I'm pointing to
yes,
Alex's room.
Oh yeah.
For those of you who can't see me, also had very blonde curls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Indeed. Yeah. What are we doing here? Where are we? What's happening?
Are we in Portland?
Am I alive?
Have I been born yet?
Into which life, Brooke? I just like sent Brooke into a tailspin of some kind.
Okay.
So Carrie calls Aiden and he picks up and she goes,
no, Aiden. Oh, he does pick up.
Yeah. And she goes, why haven't you answered my email? And he goes, who is this?
She's like, it's Carrie. Hi, Carrie. And Shoe Gal, her screen name is Shoe Gal. Oh, Bridget.
That feels significant.
What was your first screen name?
My first. Okay, so I don't have as good of a story because my dad set an AOL account up for me when I was like 5 when we got it for the first time. And he made it for me. Mm-hmm. Bridget. M37. Oh, so that's God. Just what it's always been.
To this day,
I use it still. Bridget DMC. Sorry, the normal one, which is my email. So email me if you want. But in middle school, my friends made me another Gmail so that I could sign up for Neopets secretly. I think that's when I got a MySpace, and they encouraged me to do Bridget the Babe, which is an email that's still functional.
Mine was. I was 7, mm-hmm. and it was Minimom 787.
Oh, my God.
7 because I was 7, 8 because I was almost 8,
going to be 8,
7 because I was still 7. Yes.
That is fucking incredible. That's amazing.
And then it became Defy Gravity, D-F-Y Gravity.
That's like really Brooke of you. Wow.
I am
787 is so fucking funny. Oh my God. Kid brains are incredible.
And then, I was like in 10th grade and I was like, I can't have a wicked screen name anymore. So it was Brookie Monster 68 until I graduated college.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
That was my Instagram for a bit.
Yeah.
Love a cookie pun.
That's right.
All right. Great. Glad we have
that. So Shoe Gal. So Aiden talks to her and he's like, oh, I delete emails from anyone whose username I don't know, which is funny, but I guess when you first, he's like, I get so much spam mail, which is like, good to know that's been from the beginning of.
Shoe Gal sounds like a spam because I was like,
yeah, how would he have ever known that was Carrie? Yeah. And he's like, what did your email say? And she's like, well, no, that is certainly not important, even though I called you to see if you'd read it. And then she's basically like, let's go out, you and me with Steven Miranda. Friends, you know, like, wouldn't that be nice?
Which is weird because doesn't Steve still dating Jessica?
He is, but I think she's saying, you know, a fun group thing. She's not explicitly making it dates because, you know, she doesn't want to actually ask him on a date and she doesn't want to put Miranda in that position.
And it's unclear how Aiden feels about this. He's like a little confused.
And when he hangs up, he's like kind of perturbed, but she's like, I'll set it up. And he's like, yeah.
Okay. And she's like, what? And then Miranda went on a run. And this is so weird, the way that they're like making out. Like,
yeah. Miranda, they don't give her flattering sex scenes really in any way.
Like, they're basically like, okay, so he's licking her and it's sweaty. Sorry,
they've gone for a run.
And she's like, I'm sweaty. And he's like, you taste good, which I have guys are into that.
Yeah.
I have a former lover who gets very sweaty. Mm-hmm. You might know this. Mm-hmm. And he loved when I was like, sweat. fucking little kitten.
Yeah, it makes sense. It tracks.
It tracks. It scans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I love sex.
Yeah, me too. Me fucking too. Man, it is fun to have sex. Yeah. I like having a lot of it, like experimenting. It's good. Sex, people. Sex and the city. Sex in the city. Here we are. Anyway, I'm free and I'm Samantha. This is my version of Samantha. It's not even crazy.
I'm full Carrie right now.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Anyway, so the guy licks her butt.
And then she tells them at the next morning and they freak out. Samantha's like, well, obviously I've done butt stuff. And Carrie's like, no, I definitely haven't. And Miranda's like, assuming that that's pretty normal and that she's in the majority of women who don't actually like butt stuff. And then Charlotte's like, Trey and I do it. I like having my butt licked, basically. We're married is what she says, as if that's just like what comes with being married.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Charlotte's at dinner with them and this ends up being a disaster.
So by at dinner with them, she means the other family, the wife and other family come over, the woman she saw in the store, and they bring her kids, and her kids are just kids, but they're bratty. They're terrible, and she's not very good at calming them down in any way, and the dad is like...
And the kid's like, I don't want to sit next to the lady, meaning Charlotte.
They're just being bratty, and the parents just like can't really handle it, and obviously, it's like not a picture of what you want in your life, and it's like, oh, obviously, this woman doesn't have it all in the way that Charlotte thought she did.
Yeah, and so that night, they don't have sex.
For the first night in like a while, because they've been like trying a baby. So they don't touch, and it's weird.
And they don't have sex that night or the night after.
And they're like saying things without talking at all. It's a stark difference from the athletic things they were doing the day before.
Inaction was speaking louder than words. So Carrie's telling this story at this dinner with her and Miranda. Like, fucking Miranda's a good friend.
Yeah, Miranda's like, wait, I'm sorry. I'm going on a sort of double date with you and Steve, who's still dating someone else. She's like, it's just a casual group, hey.
Like,
and Carrie's way over talking. She's just kind of like...
nervous.
Yeah, which I understand.
And Miranda's being very kind. And Steve is wearing like a bandana shirt. And Aiden is wearing like a night... like a tablecloth.
Yeah, like a very well embroidered tablecloth.
And they're like laughing at Carrie, and he like puts his hand on her hand.
Very, not crazily though, but it is like he does, not in a like sensual way, but he definitely makes contact with her.
And
it's a
Carrie's
moment.
Whole body is like,
nothing happened. And then Steve's like, I'm going to go take a leak. And then Aiden's like, I'm going to go with you. And Steve's like, we are already partners in a bar. What are people going to say about us? And then they go to the bathroom together. And then Carrie's basically like, Miranda, I think you should go. And Miranda's like, do I not get to stay and you have dessert? And Carrie's like, no. If you don't leave now, then I'm going to have to leave with you instead of with Aiden. Which is just like, ooh, some things never change, even in your 35s, when you just want to be with a boy and make it happen.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, Miranda's a really good friend. And so Carrie does end up walking home with Aiden. And they get to a stoop and have the first of like many uncomfortable conversations.
She's basically like, oh, I want to get back together. And he was like,
he's like, I'm not ready for that. And
he was like, I was worried you were going to
say. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what he says immediately, as I was worried. That's what you were going to say. So Carrie kind of just like is like, whoa, okay, I'm going to leave. And they sort of talk about it. He's like, listen, I was willing to try the friendship thing, but I can't do the relationship thing, which is very fair. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. No, it's super fair. Especially because she really fucked him over.
She did, and she's responsible, and she knows it and then forgets it. And then this is kind of silly.
She goes, but you put your hand on my hand.
And he's literally like, what? Huh? Which is how much it wasn't a thing to him. And she's like, you touched my hand. And just like, I feel something, and I thought you felt something. And then she's like, I guess I should. And she kind of like, goes to leave, and she's
and
like,
he's like,
good night,
and he's like,
and he goes to kiss her
on the cheek. He like goes to hug her. She it's very awkward.
She like kind of goes to just leave, and he goes to like sort of hug her, and she thinks it's maybe on the cheek, so he ends up just like kissing her like in the
it's
weirdest.
Like as if he missed her right. mouth and just kissed on the cheek because he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, because her face wasn't turned towards his. But so it freaks her out because she's like, I think he was trying to kiss me and I didn't turn my head in time.
Yeah.
And so she's like, Miranda, Miranda, Miranda. And it's so funny. They're like hammering technology now. She's like, I'm sitting here trying to write an email to Aiden. And what are you doing? And Miranda's like, I'm sitting here IMing with Marathon Man, who's the guy she's now hooking up
and
with.
And he's coming over because she's going to try the butt stuff.
She's like, I think, she's like, listen, if
they
Charlotte's
call it
doing stuff.
Tookus lingus. Which is a great.
Yes. And Carrie's like, I wasn't going to kiss him at all because he said he just wanted to be friends. But then he kissed me. She's just telling her Aiden story
like,
now. And what does this mean?
And then he goes on.
Online.
He pops up online.
Under her buddies, like, which I was like, oh my God.
And she's like, can you see me?
She literally ducks down away from her computer. It's like, is he online? And she's like, I'm just going to go over back to his house. And Miranda is a good friend and says, pace yourself, dude. Like, but Miranda's like, his words said, this is an interesting moment for this show. Carrie goes, his words said no, but his everything else said yes, basically. And Miranda's like, yo, you're kind of invoking like what date rapists say about their victims, which is just like not a thing I expected this show to say. Carrie's like, I know I'm right. He has feelings for me.
Okay. So she's throwing pebbles and she's like, this is generally considered romantic, but when women do it, it's psycho.
Well, I think she's saying big romantic gestures when men do them are big romantic gestures, but often when women do them, yeah. Not just the throwing pebbles at, but.
I feel that.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's onto something there. And she's like, she wants to.
Well, he's like, you haven't been standing there this whole time, right?
And she's like, no, 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 no. I went home. But then you're like, wait, is that crazier somehow? She's like, I feel fairly certain that there's something between us, which is just so presumptuous.
I have such a, I remember watching this episode so many times when I was little because yeah. He's like, we did it happen and I just want to leave it. And she's like, okay, well, can I at least come and talk to you for a few minutes? And then he like has this really, he's like, no.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And she's
She's really pushing. She's like, because you're worried about what's going to happen.
And he's like, it's not a good time. And she's like,
look, I know that you're probably scared and I would be too, but it's different now. It's just like you're doing all different. Of the classic. I'm different. In fact, give me a second.
She
in fact.
Throws her cigarettes out and then he just yells at her like, you broke my heart. And then she literally runs away.
She doesn't stay to deal with it at all. Because I think in her head, she's kind of doing what a lot of the men who make big romantic gestures think,
I lie in bed thinking about you at night. I think about you holding me.
And then he goes, you broke my heart. And she literally just runs away. Because the thing is, in her head, if she just told him what she was feeling, why wouldn't he get back together with her? Everything she says to him is about her. And how she's different and how, of course, it'll be different. It's like, you can't make him believe that. You did break his heart. You don't get to tell him how it'll be.
No.
She goes back and forth between this, like, I really ruined things. And now she just decides. And she, like, still doesn't give him agency.
No. And some Samantha's, Carrie says, I wish I had said nothing. And Samantha has to say something. And she's like, Warren, you're a great fuck, but I don't need the baby talk. And in classic Sex in the City man fashion.
You don't have to call these my titty witties. These are my breasts. And you don't have to say anything about them. And you were saying.
He just is like, huff, puff, no, no, no.
He throws a fucking tantrum. Yeah. He literally gets up without saying anything to her, storms into the bathroom and like closes the door. And Samantha gets up and she goes and knocks on the door. She's like, please come out. I was so close. And she goes, okay, you can call them my titty witties. And he brushes past her and he's like, I'm going home. And he gets dressed and he fucking leaves. That's how important baby talk is to him. And more importantly than that, not having someone call him out on it.
Where he like grabs his flip phone and is like, clamshell.
Yeah, like in her face, like maracas. No, not maracas. What am I thinking of?
I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah, castanets.
There they are.
Wow, thank you.
I did not help at all.
No, but you knew and that's all I needed. He's this Mr. Harper. It's so weird.
Samantha realized she wore nipples and attracted a big baby. What's a big baby?
Speaking of babies, Charlotte and Trey still... We're not. Some good writing there.
And Trey.
Oh my God. So Trey orders a fucking silver Tiffany rattle.
And it says.
It says, he's like, they needed time to engrave it. And I totally forgot.
We had each other. And then we had you. And then we had everything. It's like, you don't even have a fetus. Like, you are not attached to anything. Like, this
love
is a
little mommy and daddy.
Presumptuous.
It's like, he has like almost a personality disorder in how intensively he just like, will do whatever anyone else. He just like absorbs the taste and personality of whatever the strongest person around him is. His mom, Charlotte, probably people at his law firm.
Yeah. So stupid.
So he gets in bed and they snuggle
they're like, you still want to have a baby.
Basically they're having that conversation and they're like, you know, Cliff and Trisha, when they were first married, they were so in love, you know, it feels so different. Now they're just, basically they're both like, yeah, those kids freaked us out. Charlotte's crying, which is sweet. And then they do this funny thing where Carrie is like, Well, first they're like, maybe if we just have one.
Yeah. And they're like, and they tell each other,
oh my God, that poor
lie.
Child to have two such weird, crazy, neurotic parents and be the only child.
We'll start with one.
Yeah. And then they, Carrie says, tell themselves the lie that everyone must tell themselves in order to parent.
Our kids will be different.
Mm-hmm. And he like brushes away her tears and they smooch.
They smooch.
Even though the whole experience had them a little rattled, always with the bun.
That
night,
love.
They made love and possibly a baby. I can only hope not.
And so Miranda
had her communication problem licked. A good play on words there.
And now my cue is he planning on kissing her on the mouth after having his mouth in her butt?
I sure hope not.
Because like for some reason, like your mouth's on my vagina. Get your mouth on my mouth. That's fine.
That's fine. Oh, no. Butt
is different. Miranda asks him if he wants a massage. And so she starts massaging him. He's basically like a cat. Like she's touching
literally.
His back and he's like lifting
his
butt up to his face. But it's like a literal, it's like what cats do.
He's like kneading his paws and then he's like, Yeah, waving his butt up in the air like when you scratch their butts, yeah. And then he's like,
she's like, I don't want to do that.
I can't do it. She just decides. She's like trying to be so open, but she doesn't want to. Can't blame her.
And he's like, well, you should have said that before you talked into my ass. It's like, all right, calm down, right, you dumbass.
Chill.
Man. And so Carrie's like sitting in
bed,
being sad.
It's late. No. Yes, it is late. So Aiden now returns the gesture. They've now crisscrossed the city to get to wherever their damn apartments are, and he is throwing rocks at her window, and she runs to go get the door.
This time we didn't need words
and they just fucking hook up. He just like comes slow-mo running in and they just make out and then they have sex and then they're gonna deal with everything else the rest of it later.
And he's like, are you just trying to like make yourself feel
better? In the morning, he, which I think is very valid and smart
morning.
Of him
to ask. I think
it's
right after. I don't think he sleeps over.
You're right. It's just that they have the lights on. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, are you just doing this to clear your conscience, basically? And she's like, no. And you're like, well, that's not that crazy of a suggestion. I might think that too if I were him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're totally right. It's right after. So he kind of gets back up and finishes getting dressed and he's like asking her these fairly serious questions.
And she does this thing where she like kind of looks directly at his penis.
Like in his pants, but in a weird way. It's just a strange, choreography.
And he's still, is this the same night?
Yes, it is. It's all the same night.
Wow.
I know.
It's a long night.
I know. She's gone to his place twice. He's come to hers once. They had dinner earlier.
Wow.
I know.
Lots of commuting. Where do you think
he really live? I think single-handedly brought back. Yeah, I wonder where he lives. He single-handedly brought back sheer shirts, I think, here with this.
He's so hot.
In this.
She
no,
tells him that she loves him.
She does. And he.
And then looks up at him with these big old eyes.
She's doing a lot of big innocent puppy eyes.
And she just like wants
I
to
I wish that I could be your girlfriend again.
And he's like, I have to think about it. And he kisses her on the head.
It's very sweet. And it's clear he does care about her. And they put their foreheads together. And he's like, I need to think about that.
Yeah.
As Brooke said. And she like, you know, they swing their hands. And then they like break apart. And he goes home. And his actions said he still loved me. Or maybe he just missed me.
Or maybe he needed closure.
Closure's a myth.
Maybe I'd never know. So is spring.
True. True. Miranda is running with Marathon Man, and due to sheer embarrassment, she got what she needed. She breaks her, I think she like breaks out of the running group, pushes her into the 9-minute mile group.
Because
she wants to get away from him. And then
there
are cuter guys.
And she's like, and so Carrie hasn't heard from Aiden. And then,
well, she says no response, but I'm like,
I think
is she expecting
him
to
email?
Yeah, I guess because that's what they do now suddenly. In the course of one episode, that's the main form of communication.
And so he screams from her from outside and is like, hey,
let's give it a shot. Which, wow.
He's wearing a cutie. I'm a sucker for a jean jacket.
It's very cute. It's very cute.
Those, what are those ones with the...
And Pete's so cute.
The, like, houndstooth... Mm. No. The, like, woolly lined ones.
Yeah, lined ones.
I
sheeps,
find those
like sheepskin.
So sexy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Why?
I feel like I know some people who wear those.
Do you? I'm thinking of one person in particular who wears it, but
and then Carrie is like, he's basically like, I'm not going to come up because I promised Pete a walk, which is cute. And he's like, but do you want to go for a walk with us? And she says, yes, I do. And she goes out, and as she does, her computer screen goes dark, which is like, yes, because you can't live in both worlds at the same time, except flash forward to where I walk everywhere with my computer attached to my face.
Yeah, so that's the episode.
Ploppability? Resonance? Resonance.
Resonance. I resonated with Carrie, mm-hmm. Hondo P, mm-hmm. Because feelings. Mm-hmm. No, because I just like it's tricky. Mm-hmm. Like still having feelings for someone.
Oh my God, yeah.
And like knowing that there's like I also just think that like, because I also resonate with Aiden.
Yeah.
Like just like that idea of like getting back together with someone. There's like a lot of like.
Yeah, what that means.
What that means. And like, I've never been in Carrie's situation where I've been the wronger.
Right.
But yeah, I just like, it's hard to like, it's hard.
Yeah.
She's super vulnerable in this episode. But I do think, I do hope that if I ever am in a situation like this, that I would make it a little bit less about me.
Yeah, me too. But it is literally all about Carrie, you know, so.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel a little bit of both of them too, definitely. I feel a little bit of Miranda and just like how sometimes you can like wanting to be open and actually being open mm-hmm. are two different things and like mm-hmm. figuring out what you want.
Yeah.
Regarding sex and, yeah. I don't know. This was, and I also just think it was just fun to see the technology. Like that was, that felt resonant just, and it was like, yeah, stuff like I recognize. And also like, I remember using dial up AOL and
for sure.
Having a buddies list and
a buddies list. And in my away message, if you could have an away message right now, what would it be?
Oh my God. I would have to think about that.
Mine would be, a quote from Into the Woods.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mine would be something like something I'd tweet, you know.
I was talking to my dad about it and I was like, I said something from Moments in the Woods and he was like, did you come up with that? That's beautiful. And I was like, no. A young Stephen Sondheim wrote that one, that Dad.
Is literally verbatim in The Office when they do the opening number to Sweeney Todd and Aaron's like, did you write this? And he's like, no. And she's like, who did? And he's like, Stephen Sondheim. That's amazing.
I have to rewatch all the musical episodes of The Office. I need to watch the Cats episode again.
Oh my God. I would watch one of those after this while we eat our burritos.
I love The Office. I watched an episode of The Office this weekend and I forget which one it was, but it was, I haven't watched it in a while and it's so funny.
Yeah. There are so many good ones.
Probability. Great, great, great.
Very good. Very fun. What would only be more enhanced by the technology of today. But everything else was pretty resonant, honestly. I don't know about the nipples necessarily, but
yeah, I'm very curious about people's thoughts on nipples.
Mm-hmm. I know if you would wear fake ones just to like, if you're going to commit to being braless, then you really want to be braless, you know?
Braless. She's braless.
She's braless. Here, this would be my way message today. I tweeted this earlier. I'd just like to be carried around and hand fed by Stanley Tucci for a day. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Today, I was watching Dogs on the Street. I meant to tweet this and I forgot. Yes. And I was like, you know what I feel like today is one of those dogs that just one of those New York dogs that doesn't want to be moved and just sits in the middle of the street.
I love
and
it so much.
People have to drag them. Yes. Like I was just like, it was like 7:45 in the morning. And I was like on the airport side. And I was like, what if I just sat in the middle of the street and I didn't go anywhere else?
You know what? People honestly probably wouldn't blink. They would walk right the fuck around.
Delties, upsies, delties, downsies.
My delta upsies is that we seem to be back in a warm weather swing, mm-hmm. upward spring, swing, whatever.
You got there.
And I got there, sort of. And that you're back and that, I don't know, I feel like there's some good momentum happening in some parts of my life. My downsies. Our last week was just like turned into a weird hard week. Basically the minute Harry Potter ended, I just fucking like plummeted into free fall. I think partially because I'd been so excited about it for so long.
It's a big day in like other parts of your life.
Oh my God. Yeah. The following day was just like a mess. In so many ways I was just a mess, but I, yeah, whatever. We live, we move past that. Delties, upsies, delties, downsies.
My delties, upsies was my trip.
Yeah.
It was really very, very good.
I'm so happy.
I had a really good time. And my delties, downsies is that while I was there, we did an escape the room board game. And we did really, 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 really bad.
Your reenactments of both sides are one of my favorite things.
It really, like, broke broke me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like... Well,
you're also just used to...
Winning.
Winning. And being very good at them. Yes, I was just going to say, because you are.
He's like, I think you're not good at them.
No. Oh, that would... Insta fury. I just got so angry on your behalf. Listen, Kevin. Don't make me call your mom. Just have a stern word with her about how you're playing meanly with other kids in the classroom.
I did play a fun game called Kittens in the Blender. Have you played this?
No.
So it's a game. It's very fun, and you have to like put kittens in a blender and whatever, and uh-huh. you're playing against other people. But uh-huh. my problem is that I got so attached to the kittens that I saved them, and then I lost real bad.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I was like, because
the point is you have to do it. You have to kill that's how other I would have
kittens.
Also played.
But I was like, oh, but I have this card that saves all the kittens. And then I was like, oh, I've lost like by at least 10. So yeah, lots
but you
of games.
Did you really lose if you saved all those kitties? Morally, you won, baby.
Wow. Bridget.
Yeah.
How could I find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. You can find me on Instagram at Bridget M 37 Brookathy.
There's no place like home. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman, and you can find me on Instagram at Brooke_Wiseman_. And if you put an underscore, I will suck your blood out.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say put a straw in your ear, and you know, I don't know, just for fun, but I feel like you could use that to suck
together
blood out.
I'm gonna put a straw somewhere and I'm gonna drink something.
We'll just let your imaginations run wild. Collectively, we are at
Splat Podcast on Twitter.
Twitter.
On Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And on Spot the Podcast on Facebook and uh-huh. at gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Talk to us. We love you. Rate, thanks review, for the subscribe. Feedback. Thanks for the Instagram messages. We are having very much fun with them.
We love you guys.
Rate, review, subscribe. Yeah, that one.
Five stars.
Five stars for your goodbye called Scout. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.